Welcome to Confessions from a Dental Lab. This show is all about bringing you into the lab, beneath the surface, so you can see things, hear things, and understand things right from the source. Learn from longtime ceramists, dentists, and lab techs, both young and old. Without further ado, let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. My name is KJ Eichsted. I'll be your host, the marketing director at New Art Dental Lab, and we're joined by a very special guest. Some of you may recognize him if you've been following along the journey from the very beginning. But today we have Dr. Jeffrey Uju joining us. Jeff, welcome back.
Soon to be doc. We got about 3 more months until graduation. We just keep staying humble and praying to God that, you know, we just ride this whole ship through. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes, it's very exciting to have Jeff back because he was one of the very first guests we had on the show. We've been doing this show for about 2 years now, and I think Jeff was like episode 5 or 6. We had Jeff and his good friend Zoya, definitely friend of the lab, friend of the show, coming back in. And it was really exciting because you guys were in the midst of your dental journey of dental school, Marquette Dental School, great school. And now, like you said, you're almost there. And I imagine the journey was so long, man. I mean, you know, growing up to playing basketball at Bowling Green to deciding what you really wanted to do next. And then, oh my gosh, like I think a dentist would be great, but this is no doubt a lot more school than maybe the average person.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, if I'm putting myself in your shoes, man, I'm almost just like blown away in the surrealness of it almost being like this chapter is almost coming to a close because you conduct yourself like you are a professional. That's one thing I've gotten to know about you over the last 2 years. But I love how humble you are and just, you know, you're even like, yeah, man, I'm not technically a dentist yet, even though you're doing some exciting work. But could you just speak to that? Like, how do you feel? What are you feeling just knowing that, man, it's been a long road and this chapter is about to close and another one's about to open and it's all exciting?
Yeah, it's it kind of feels surreal in a sense that, like, just 4 years ago, you know, I was just starting this journey, finally getting out to Milwaukee and starting my D1 year at Marquette. But, like, just looking back on it now as a fourth year, all the tests we had to take, all the studying, all the hours we put in, all the lab work, all the competences we had to do, it just prepared you for this moment. And, you know, I think now looking back, like, I have all my, I mentor a bunch of kids, like D1s, D2s, D3s, and, you know, just seeing like their motivation and how they look up to me. And it just kind of helps me put everything into perspective of, you know, how much work we put in. Dental school has been a journey, you know, but like I said, like you said, finally here and ready to start the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I could go in so many directions, but one thing I just want to say is almost whenever you walk into some place, whether it's in the lab here or whether it's with your friends at Marquette or, you know, you kind of have that effect where everyone's just happy to see you. And or maybe it seems like that, you know.
I appreciate that.
But it's so cool to hear that you're helping others, because if there's one thing I've learned, I just turned 30, it's that at this point, like, I'm doing okay myself, but giving really brings a lot of joy and helping. Yeah. I have a younger brother. Man, I mean, like, a lot of the dental students are you know, maybe slightly younger than I am, you know, but very similar age range, and just helping in any way I can. It just makes getting up in the morning like worthwhile and fun and all that stuff. Oh, yeah. And it's so cool for you to do that. I mean, kind of being a leader amongst your peers, I imagine, because you're in a lot of different circles, right? Like, you're...
It's something I'm proud of.
Absolutely, man. I think it's super cool because I'm a big fan of Giannis. Like, you've got those Nigerian ties, too.
Hell yeah, of course.
And that's another X factor.
We work hard, man. You know, as Nigerians, we definitely know how to work hard, put aside all distractions, and just try to be the best people that we can be.
Well, and just I love... you know, the markets and where the world is going and the trends and all this stuff. And over the next 50 to 100 years, man, Nigeria is on the come up. I mean,
we're here.
Keep an eye on Nigeria for those of you listening who may not be as familiar. But furthermore, you're in a lot of these athlete circles too because you played D1 ball at Bowling Green.
Yeah. Played a lot of basketball, man. That's what I did growing up.
Yeah.
Started when I was 13 and just I was tall, lucky and fortunate enough to be tall, and found my way to Oak Hill Academy, and from there was able to get other opportunities and then played Division I, went to JUCO for a year. So I've been around basketball my whole life, and it's definitely opened doors, put me in the other circles that, you know, you probably wouldn't find yourself if you didn't play basketball. It's given me lifelong connections, it's taken me all over the world. I've been to almost all the states, and it's just like been to Italy, you know, because of basketball. I was able to get school paid for because of basketball. My master's paid for because of basketball. Like, I'm so grateful for, you know, just that little orange ball being able to take me all these places. And then, you know, at one time, you know, basketball has to stop for everybody. It doesn't keep going.
It's hard and, sport.
Yeah. It's, you know, like I love the game of basketball. You know, I still play now, but like I said, it doesn't keep going for everybody. It doesn't keep bouncing for everybody. And I understood that at a young age, and was like, hey, I'm, you know, fortunate enough that I, you know, I'm a little bit smart and I was able to get into dental school and succeed. And like you said, we're here. We got 3 months left. It's been a grind, but, you know, I just thank God for being able to just keep me focused and keep me on this path, because this is something that my parents are going to be proud of, and this, I just want to make them proud.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many takeaways there, and one of the key things you said is focus, because I've talked to, you know, a few athletes in my day as well, and you see the ones that are focused go on to do incredible things, and you see the ones that aren't as focused almost, I dare say, crash and burn sometimes. And I'm sure you've got personal relationships of both sides. So I think that's a really big emphasis, man. Yeah. And part of what makes you who you are, eliminating distractions, focusing on what's important, maybe sacrificing now for satisfaction later instead of satisfaction now and sacrifice later. It's one of the things that I try and make part of my identity too. Wow, it's so great because we can talk about so much dentistry stuff, but like there's a lot behind the person as well.
Yeah.
And in one circle I didn't even really get to close my loop on that is the dentist circle. You know, right now you're in the dentist circle. So you really have these X factors. I talked to a lot of dentists and they say it's a very lonely profession, but it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be at all.
And I encourage you to keep embracing all those X factors, keep being parts of all those communities. And, yeah, man, I mean, you've told me a little bit about your plans afterwards, and would you mind sharing that with the pod?
Yeah, I'm going to be moving to Las Vegas to work out in the Henderson area. Lucky and fortunate enough to be working with the great doc, Dr. Cody Mugelson, and I can't wait to get out there and you know, just put my handprint on what he's got going on and then, you know, seeing what goes on from there. So I'm excited.
You know what you reminded me of? I'm going to take my talent to South Beach.
Yeah, no. It's a good opportunity, man. I can't wait to get out there. So, like, I love Milwaukee, but, you know, always ready for the next thing. So
Yeah. And you had some choices, too. You know, it's kind of like LeBron, right? Like LeBron hits the open market, where is he going
to
sign?
Yeah, you know, you get to, you know, that's one thing I love about dentistry. It's, you have the option to kind of do a lot of things. You can work for somebody, you can work open your own, you can work in a hospital, you know, you can work at an army base. Like, there's a bunch of different things you can do with dentistry, and that's why I like it a lot, too, as well.
Well, and I know that you've gone to Jamaica and stuff like that, too. And we've talked to, we got a dentist we work a lot with, Dr. Sean Aiken. He's big on mission trips of the Caribbean and dental mission trips, I should have said. And, like, it's just there's so many connections and there's so many, I guess, helping hands. And dentists are always, they always seem willing to, like, connect with other dentists. And Man, you got so many doors you could walk through. It's
I'm blessed.
Blessings on blessings. I know it's interesting. Actually, earlier this morning, I interviewed a dentist who is a house call dentist. And we talked about, it's the first one we've had on the show.
I haven't heard of that before, actually.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's interesting, man, going back to the athlete talk. I've had people I'm connected to say, you know, hey, I really like the way that so-and-so cuts my hair. I now get him invited to the house, you know, like the barber, right? And she was telling us how some of her clients have nail techs that come to the house, have hairstylists come to the house. And I think that's like an interesting aspect of dentists too, is another door. You're going the practice route. And what she said was there's so much debt oftentimes from dental school. And maybe not everyone's, you know, in the same spot, right? Like some people might be a little more fortunate than others. Some people might have a little bigger hole to climb out than others. There's no doubt that dentistry offers opportunities. But the fascinating thing was is buying a practice is very expensive on top of having all these loans. And she actually mentioned that she worked really hard for a year and like grinded around the clock, nights, weekends. And I asked her, I was like, if you're willing to share, like how much did it? She's like, and then I started my own business. And now she's thriving in Buffalo, New York, house calling. And I was like, how much if you're willing to share, like did it cost to quote unquote start your own business? She said 30 to 50K. And I was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going to guess 100 in my head. And, man, because it's really cool. At Newark, we work with the Packers dentist, going back to this athlete thing. And then she's in Buffalo, and I know Bill's mania is going crazy. And, right. And there are certain trends in the dental industry casting out. And I imagine that that's one of those things that has big tailwinds going forward, just like more and more house calls.
Right?
And you're heading out to Vegas, a hub for all sorts of high-end clientele. Pretty much just clientele in general. I think it's a growing area.
It's a growing market.
And could you maybe talk a little bit more about, you said you had to make a difficult decision. You mentioned the doc specifically, right? Like having a great mentor is invaluable. But I know from afar that there are some favorable, you know, tax advantages for businesses out in Nevada, and there's getting in. You know, they just got the Oakland Raiders moved from Oakland to Las Vegas. They're getting the Oakland Athletics to move to Las Vegas. They're getting a baseball team. The Formula One race just came there.
Yeah.
They just opened up the Sphere. You see these crazy U2 concerts.
There's talk about
NBA expanding, putting a team there. Could you talk about like a little, was it really just one thing or was it kind of like a multitude of things that led you to choose that next destination?
I think it's a multitude of things. I think the biggest thing is, again, getting to work with the doc. We've built a really close relationship, and he's a really good dude, running a great practice. And then Nevada just has Las Vegas has a bunch of different opportunities, you know? Again, like you just talked about, it's a growing city. A lot of people are moving there. A lot of new things are happening there. Like I said, you got the Super Bowl this weekend.
That's right. I forgot about that.
You got the Super Bowl happening there on Sunday.
Small thing.
You got the Sphere. You got the WNBA team is really good. Back-to-back champs, I think.
The Aces.
Okay. Hockey's big there.
The Kings. Is it the Knights?
The Golden Knights.
Yes, okay.
Yep. And then they got football there. And then, like you said, like they're thinking about getting the NBA team and MLB team. So it's a growing city.
It's
the place to be. So like I said, I'm excited to go out there. I think that, you know, I have opportunity to do what I want to do, you know, and do what I want to do in dentistry and learn a lot. So I'm excited.
I think one of the most exciting things in life is when you have like a blank canvas in front of you and you can paint whatever you want on it. And that's really what you have, man. If you wouldn't mind sharing a little more, like, was it really just Wisconsin and Vegas you were considering, or were you considering maybe like Miami, for example? Like I know another happening place. Or could you maybe add a little color on just like some other things that surely it wasn't those two, or was it only those two?
It was mainly just those two for me. Probably in Chicago, you know,
because
I'm from Chicago originally. So just, you know, deciding whether to stay home, close to home, or, you know, go out and try a new thing. But it was just between Vegas, Milwaukee, Chicago.
Very interesting. And you're making me think now. I know a lot of dentists, some like to grind 24/7, and I have tremendous respect for them. And many others, especially the younger ones, they like to do like a four-day week, right? And yeah. Vegas is luckily so easy to fly in and out of. You could go see your fam for three-day weekends. Because yeah, exactly. A two-day weekend's a little exhausting.
Yeah.
But the three-day, that extra day makes a world of difference.
Exactly. And they can always come visit me too.
That's true.
So we can always have fun. But I think, it's an easy place to fly in and out of, you know. The airport isn't far away. You know, like everything is just right there for you. You know, you have access to everything you need. And, my family, they'll be just fine. They'll be able to come see me. I'll be able to go see them anytime, so.
Man, yeah. It's almost like the stars are aligning. But it isn't always that easy. So I want to talk about some of these difficult moments. I mean, Jeff, there had to have been a time when you may have figured, like, was this for me? Or did you always just power? Did you ever feel like giving up, man, at a certain time? Because I imagine a lot of students go through adversity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're saying just in terms of, like, dentistry? Like, having an out of dentistry or, like...
Yeah, man. Like, just talk about some of those hard times. Like, and feel free to get into the gnarly details, because that's what these listeners are going to relate to as well. It's not always going to be smooth sailing.
It's never smooth sailing at all. Like I said, first year, it's just a lot of studying, man. A lot of having to kind of block everybody out and just kind of focus on your grind, like... First year, we're in 27 credits, and then I think it was like 29 credits, and then 32 credits. So it's a lot. Like, as soon as you get back from school, you got to study from, I was studying from, like, what, like 6 to like 9 every day. Got myself off at 9. And then that was a grind every day for 2 years, you know, trying to stay on top of everything. And then you transition over to the clinic, and then it's a whole new stress. You know, now you're trying to manage your patients, you know, trying to get everything right, all the skills that you learned in the first 2 years, you're trying to apply them as much as you can. But yeah, it does get tough, man. Like, you know, but the thing about it is everybody in dental school is like a type A person. So, you know, you got to make sure you do not compare yourself to anybody else. You know, you stay on your course and you become the best dentist that you can be for your patients, you know. And I think that's one of the hardest things that can be. You can get caught in, like, you know, comparison and things like that.
Yeah.
And just gotta focus on your lane. But I will not say, you know, dental school, it's not easy. It's not easy. We're fortunate enough to have gone through the first 4 years through all these years, huh?
Yeah, I mean, so much wisdom in there that could be applied to any field, whether it's like a dental technician, a business person, an athlete or whatever. Like, comparison, they say, is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
And we've all, I mean, I know I've certainly fallen into that before, and you got almost gotta, you just gotta like almost like shake your head and like kind of keep focused on the prize and everything.
And what you're doing. That's it.
I want to actually go a little deeper, Jeff. What was, like, the single most difficult time for you in dental school? And like, you don't have to rank them, but just, like, one that pops into your head, you know? So it doesn't have to be the number one, but one that pops in your head, like, man, that particularly was terrible. And I made it through, but that, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. That was tough. Could you share that?
Let me see. I'd probably say probably my D2 year. We had a class that was like two classes in one, and it was just rigorous. Like, it was every week you had an exam, you know, and just like, you just feel like it's never ending. You feel like it's never ending, and it's just a lot of studying on top of what you got to do, like downstairs in the sim lab with the hands-on stuff. It was a lot. And then also, like, my first year was 2020, so it was during COVID. So we had 50% capacity. Like, we saw, for the first semester, we only saw half of our class. So we didn't even know each other. Until, like, the second year is when we finally started to, like, actually see everybody in our class. Like, oh, okay, oh, that's who sits next to me.
Is that when I met you and Zoya, D2 year?
I think, yeah, you met us D2 year.
Okay.
Yeah, you met us D2 year. So, yeah, we had that COVID year to start. And yeah, that was difficult. I mean, we had class, everything was remote, and we would just go in just for like the hands-on portion, and we'd be 50% capacity. So that was hard, you know, just trying to stay locked in, because you want to be like in the school setting, you know, and just going through that whole time, not knowing what was going to happen next. I think that was the biggest thing, you know, going from 50% capacity, wearing masks all the time, and then, you know, being able to say, okay, now we are finally all in the clear. Like, you know, this, you will be a dentist, you know, the life is still going to go on, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, so that time was probably really hard.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing. I know a lot of people had difficult times during that stretch, and it's interesting because it almost leads to another point I wanted to hit on. And you kind of referenced like isolationism right there, where we're just, you know, we didn't really get to meet our people. We were at 50% capacity, masks on, you know, you can't see people's smiles and stuff. Like all that stuff is micro things that add up and make things more difficult. And I guess like how important, I mean, we know it's important, but like, could you talk about maybe just like the people around you, like helping you get through that and like how you guys all helped each other, right? Because it's not a one-way street. Like maybe Zoya, maybe are there a few more names you'd like to touch on and mention?
I'd say probably what got me through dental school is just like my friends back home. Like we I play a lot of video games. I love to play video games, so I play Call of Duty, and that was like my stress relief.
Warzone.
So like I'd be able to get on the game with my friends or get on the headset.
Wreck some guys.
Be able to get some wins.
Wreck some 12-year-olds.
we're going
talk,
hard.
Talk that ass.
We're going hard for sure. But then, you know, but I'm also...
Don't filter.
But we're also able to talk too, you know, because we got the headset on. So we're also able to connect and, you know, they give me their insight on what they're going through. I tell them what I'm going through and we, you know, we can laugh, joke. And, you know, I was able to do that throughout I still do it now. But, you know, that kind of helped me have people around me still keep me motivated, be able to talk to people every day, and just have that support. You know, I'm thankful for those guys back home. My Toon Squad, they know who they are. Shout out to the Toon Squad. But, yeah, and, yeah, man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for them. Just being able to have them those first 2 years was amazing because – That game definitely definitely helped me relieve a lot of stress for sure.
Well, you know what's fascinating? I got another follow-up question, but another person who goes through tremendous difficulty and does great things, Elon Musk, he is what many consider to be, you know, some say he's the smartest. If they don't think he's the smartest, they think he's certainly one of the most intelligent people in the world.
Yeah.
And I found it so fascinating, having just read his new biography, that he plays video games. And what he does is he plays video games to shift his brain from, like, one focus to another focus. So he'll be working on Tesla all day for X amount of hours. Yeah. He'll knock out some, you know, I think he plays, like, Diablo or something. But then he'll shift to, like, SpaceX and building rockets and launching satellites to provide it. It's insane, but that really, because I played FIFA, you know, I played some Call of Duty in college, but I really hadn't played video games in years and years, and I was like, this is great, you know, I was, because when you're in it, you're like, am I ever going to give this up, like, and then, like, I was able to just, like, kind of phase out of them, but I was like, this is insane, I really, you know, if one of the world's most intelligent people play video games and are constructive with it and still ball out during the day.
Oh, yeah,
and night. That is just an eye-opener for me. So you really made me think of that. And then real quick before we move on, like, do you have a positive KD? Or how are you putting the spot on your back? Or are they carrying you? Or?
I'm all right. I do my fair share of carrying sometimes. They'll probably be like, I suck now. But I don't – I know. I'm all right. But, yeah, I think, like, it just helps you just, like, you know, your mind's always running, thinking. Like, it just helps you just – kind of decompress for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just come back, you know, you play a couple games and then you're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's so interesting. It definitely gave me a new perspective. Just some fun questions, Jeff. You know, you're a very humble guy. You're a very, I think, you do things the right way, right? Like, you know how to enjoy yourself, you know how to work hard, and you know that maybe, like we touched on earlier in the interview, you know, sacrifice now for that long-term benefit. Yeah. And I just want to ask, man, because you don't have to, like, just in the sake of fun, right, for our listeners, when you get out to Nevada and maybe, you know, start getting in the real world and stuff like that, which you are in the real world, but, like, you know what I mean, what do you think is going to be, like, one of your first purchases?
First purchases?
What are the things, like, you want to, like, it's not like you're just going to blow some racky, but almost like reward mechanism, you know? Like, what do you think? Like, just being open. Jeffrey, you're, like, selfishly, stuff like that.
I don't even know. I got to pay these loans back first, man. I got to pay these loans back first before I could think of even purchasing anything nice, you know? And that's the mindset I have, because, like, I got some friends, like, I got some friends who are in the NBA, and they are very, like, they spend very wisely, too. So, like, I know they're making a ton more money than I am. So, like, if they're able to relax and kind of wait to buy something really nice, then I'm like, okay, like, I don't need to be in a rush to buy anything super nice, you know? I need to make sure that I'm set first, and then I can go ahead and do that, but I think the first big purchase I'll do is, you know, maybe after a couple of years, probably get a practice.
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
Get a practice.
Remind me a lot of myself. You know, I would go, it's funny you mentioned Italy. You know, we would go, I was just in Italy earlier this year, and we'd go and walk, my brother and I would go and walk through these designer stores. And we'd look at the stuff, like, we could afford it. Not saying it was the best. It's the best thing to spend money. It's probably one of the worst things to spend money on. But
you don't need it.
But no, exactly. We didn't end up buying anything. But you know what I think you might splash on? And this is just a guess. This is just a guess, man. If you're anything like me, because I ended up buying a duplex, you know, four years ago. Ended up being a great move for me. It's kind of like a similar, it's like a little mini business. But I think you might end up splashing on trips, like an experience. And that's like one of those things I truly like, feel okay splashing on, because it's like, it's not about the material stuff, it's about, it might make you happy for like an hour or even like a day or a week, but like, man, I mean, you'll have those memories forever. Like how do you still think about the Italy trip as like an incredible time?
And we talk about it all the time with my teammates, like being able to go out there and just like enjoy Italy. Like, we went to Rome, Florence, Venice, Milan, Lake Florence Como. That Italy trip was amazing. You know, we were out there for 10 days, even got to spend my birthday out there too. So, like, we ate a lot of gelato. Gelato was amazing out there. The pasta was amazing.
You probably ate right for that trip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Like, we would wake up and, like, you don't even need to have, like, three meals over there. Everyone's different, but the food is just so good. Yeah.
You don't really feel like gaining any weight either.
Not at all.
It's a little bit different. I think it's a little bit different over there.
That's the most I've ever walked in my life, according to, like, the step counter. You know, I've done Greece, done Norway, done Puerto Rico, done Italy, since I've been really walking around in this iPhone step counter era. And, like, Italy was the tippy top in terms of the steps, so I think that helps burn off the stuff.
Yeah.
So in the sake of fun, because you've been some other cool places, like, where do you think you'd want to go? Maybe like maybe two or three places you might want to go next if that shakes out like that.
I definitely want to go to like Spain for sure. So maybe like Barcelona. And then I want to go to Egypt too.
I want to see the pyramids,
see everything, just kind of explore, have a good experience.
Yeah.
Definitely want to do that. But first I got to go back to Nigeria. I haven't been back there in 2 years.
Okay. So how many times have you been there?
I've probably been there like 6 times.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, so we try to go every Christmas with the family, enjoy a really good time to go out there. It's like during December, so we try to go out there and enjoy.
How warm is it in December?
It's like 90.
Okay.
90, high 90s.
Do they ever get like any mild weather? Is it like always like...
It's always pretty hot.
Okay, cool.
And they do have some rainy seasons and stuff, but it's usually normally hot.
Well, it's interesting. I've never been myself, but I did live, during my study abroad, I did live with a guy from Nigeria. He was a really nice guy, and he was just a, like a light. He did, man. I mean, if you make it from Nigeria to Sweden, like, and you have a girlfriend from Italy, you know what the odds are against you. So it's, I remember him to this day. His name was Christopher Boo. I don't know if his last name was actually Boo or if it was something, you know, longer, if that was just like what he put on Facebook and stuff, but he would always light up a room. It was incredible. It was incredible. He would light up the kitchen when he would come and cook, and he'd be outgoing, and he was from there. You guys are like the guys, only people I know who've been there. And Giannis, I guess, is, you know, there's stories about him. Yeah. And like we touched on in the beginning of this pod, man, Nigeria's on the come up big time. Oh, yeah. And that's just exciting because you can be a leader for that. And
yeah, we got a lot of nice things coming out of there. A lot of Afro beats too, as well, with the music and everything.
Is that where Burna Boy's from?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw him from Nigeria. Summer 22. That was a heck of a show. I saw him in Minneapolis.
Yeah, he's a beast.
You can really picture KJ at the Burna Boy show. It was a hilarious sight.
Hey, I know you were vibing out though.
I was. It was incredible. Vibing out, though, man. You feel me? And I guess like taking it back to dentistry because, and it all ties into these grand visions we're talking about. You're someone who can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah.
And I just want to focus this back because this is like a dental lab podcast and dentistry podcast. Try not to box in at all because that way we get the most value to the listeners. But like, what is your vision if we kind of keep it through a dentistry lens? If you wouldn't mind just taking that any direction you'd like.
Yeah. I see myself being a practice owner. And just having fun with it, having fun with dentistry, helping as many people as I can, and just using the skills that God gave me to just touch lives, you know? And if that's only one practice, only two practices, like, you know, we'll just see where it takes me. But definitely see myself being an owner and just touching as many people as I can.
Man, that's amazing. That's the biggest thing. Yeah, and you don't really want to, like, exclude any area of dentistry, do you? Like, you're kind of like, hey, if I can help you, like, I want to... You and I message on Instagram, like, you send me some high, high-end cases. So I just want to emphasize that to the listeners. Like, Jeff dreams big with this stuff. And luckily, he keeps us in mind at Newark Dental Lab for that stuff.
You got to, man. You guys do great work. You guys have done great work for me. I cannot complain. Very happy with that. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and I was just curious because, like, some dentists are like, oh, I'm only in cosmetic. And some are like, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool to hear. We were just talking about All on Fours right before we hopped on the pod. And,
yeah, man.
And that's really exciting, too. And I want to touch on this, Jeff, because why the heck not, man? Like, how important is it, has your faith been in just, like, helping you accomplish all these things, man?
Yeah, I mean, faith is the biggest thing you could have.
Yeah.
My mom is a big component of that. She's like my prayer warrior. She'll like text me at like 3 o'clock in the morning, a prayer, you know, or she'll just randomly call, you know, like she makes sure that we are always in faith, keeping God number one, because, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we can't do anything without him. So he's the biggest reason we're here. And every day I wake up, you know, I got to thank him for another day. And, just to be able to make it through this whole journey, you know, because it's not by my own doing, you know, it's all through God. So I guess I got to keep my mom there. My mom just every day, she's just at it, you know, so I just follow her lead and I'm just thankful to have her in my life.
Man, that's really special to hear. I'm really glad we're just getting to like the raw and the real in this interview. I'm really enjoying this, man. I guess... I found that in life, the universe has a funny way of giving you what you want. And the more specific you are, right? Like, you're like, okay, practice owner. Do you want to put anything out there in the universe more specific that I have faith that will come back to you? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're going to achieve everything you set your mind to.
Yeah, no, I mean... You know,
when you listen back to this, you're gonna be blown away. Like 5-10 years from now,
I know
it's gonna be awesome.
I know, but I can't give you all the goals. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, I can't give you everything, but yeah, like I said, just I want to be a practice owner, and we'll go from there. You know, we got some things in the works, but you know, as they come, you'll definitely be the first one to find out.
I'm really thankful for that. But I'm gonna pry even a little deeper now. So Jeff, like, how old are you right now, my friend?
I'm 27.
27. Okay. Do you think by the time you're 40, you'll have opened a practice in Nigeria?
Who knows? That would be something nice. That would be something nice to do, you know. Never really thought about that, you know, because you got to think about, like, the transportation, like, you know, the means of that, you know, having to fly back, you know, what do I have here? But it's not something that I found a way. Maybe that'd be something nice to do.
It won't be easy, but I think it's certainly possible. Yeah. I think you'd be a great leader for that.
Yeah. Definitely, at least for sure, do a mission trip though. Yeah. For sure, do mission trips and help people back home for sure.
Yeah.
But to be primarily there, I don't know about that. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, so fascinating. Man, where do you think the future of dentistry is going? 10 years from now.
Who knows? I mean, this with everything digital, it's just helping everything be so predictable. I think dentistry is it's a great profession to be in, and it's only going up from here. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's just there's a lot of changes happening, you know, and everything's moving really fast. So it's hard to really say.
Yeah.
I just know that the digital aspect of it is definitely going to probably be really, really big. You know, bigger than it is right now.
Bigger than it is right now. Very, very reasonable answer. And another, I guess, like, pointed question, because I love the answers. You know, you're someone who does very well when it comes to branding. And you know I love that stuff, mm-hmm. right? So what do you envision? And obviously, you're free to change your mind, right? Yeah, so it's always free to change your mind.
It's your thing, you know? It's your thing.
But what do you envision for, you know, after you learn for a few years and however long that may be, and then you take that step into your practice ownership, like, what do you envision the office looking like? And what do you envision the brand and the logo looking like? Let's start with the office.
I have a mentor here out in Brookfield. Her name is Dr. Lisa Teal, and if you go to her offices, beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. I mean, it just reminds you of a spa. You don't even think you're at the dental office. You know, you don't even think you're going to the dentist when you walk in there. That's how I want it to be. When you walk in, like, it doesn't remind you that you're going to the dentist. You have a different, like, kind of feel. You're like, oh, this is relaxing, you know. So just like kind of how she designs it. It's really modern, elegant, and just is really nice to the eye. Yeah.
So I've been to a lot of dental offices myself.
Yeah.
I've seen some amazing ones. I've seen some medium ones. I've seen some basic ones. But ultimately, you're not there for, you know, you're there to get oral health taken care of. And I the things I really like is, like, nice lighting, maybe some unique lighting. Mm-hmm. But I want to ask you, like, yes or no, do you envision, like, a nice fish tank being part of that?
I think everybody envisions a fish tank.
Right? Oh, interesting.
But okay. I don't know. I don't know if I'll put a fish tank in mine, you know.
It's on the thought list.
Yeah, it's on the thought list.
And what about this? Do you envision maybe like a waterfall a little bit in there?
That might be nice, though. A waterfall would be nice. That's what my mentor has that in her office. So as soon as you walk in.
Teal?
Yeah, Dr. Teal.
Man, awesome.
You got to check out her office.
Check that out.
It's super nice. As soon as you walk in, you see the waterfall right there with the logo. It's beautiful.
And the sound, too. Put them at ease.
You're at ease. Yes. You're at ease. Everything is top-notch, and you just feel at home.
Do you envision your office being a hybrid spa where someone can get a massage, get a sauna, and also get their oral health taken care of? Because, like, man, I can't wait to go to the dentist now.
I don't know. That's a lot. I feel like that's a lot of stuff going on in the office at once. But
you can manage the dental side.
Yeah, I mean.
You got someone running the spa side.
Exactly. Maybe you have, like, a separate spa side or something. That'd be nice. But I don't know about the massage while you're getting the dental work. Maybe you have, like, a massage chair.
No. It would be like, you know, maybe, like, two doors or something. Yeah. You know, like, okay, I booked my dental appointments at like 10 a.m. and then my massage is at like noon. Or yeah. You know, yeah, and like yeah. maybe you get like a, and I'm just like throwing ideas out here.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's all I had to say. I mean,
do you envision your college basketball jersey hung up on the wall?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Heck yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Hopefully I could get that done, you know, doing some jersey swaps, get them in there. We'll see who comes in the office and stuff like that, have it nice and decorated. But, yeah, I think it's gonna be a nice, inviting place for sure.
Man, that's so exciting to think about. We've been going for, like, 39 minutes right now. Is there anything you think we haven't really hit that you'd like to talk about? And I know that we've touched on a lot of incredible topics, but I'm sure we have maybe missed a few as well. So, yeah. Anything in your mind popping in right now?
I'm trying to think. Nah, nothing's really popping into my mind right now. I'm just thankful for, you know, you having you as a friend. Yeah. Appreciate that. You've always been easy to talk to and always had my back. And anything I need, you've always been there for me. So I appreciate you for that.
Feelings mutual, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anytime I come in here, you guys always got my back, so I appreciate that. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I'm excited to keep working with you guys, and you know, we'll see what the future holds.
What advice would you give to dental students in the trenches right now?
You got to keep grinding. You know, this is the hard part. You know, it does get a little bit easier, but. This is the time where you got to grind. You know, this is what you worked all your life for. And you will come out of it. But also, just like while you're in the grind, you know, make sure to still connect. You know, go to conferences. Go to your dental lab that your school uses. Find a mentor. You know, these things all help you in terms of, like, seeing what's out there in the real world and kind of putting everything into perspective. You know, and I feel like you need those connections. You don't want to be in the dark. You know, you want to know where your stuff's going. You want to know who's handling everything. And, yeah, so you can do both of those while you're grinding too as well, you know. So, yeah, just keep grinding. My D1s, my D2s, my D3s, my D4s, you know, we're all going to get there. So,
Jeff, if someone wants to, like, maybe reach out to you for advice, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm pretty accessible. You can always reach out to me on thetalldennis_ on Instagram. You can always DM me there. I'll DM back. And, yeah, I always appreciate the follow. Post some cool content. So, yeah.
Yeah, and if anyone's just wants to get in touch with us as well, like, hit us up. And I'm happy to connect you with Jeff as well. Sometimes it's hard to... You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just hard to find. I'm happy to make the connection as well. Jeff, in your opinion, what's one thing, or what, in your opinion, what makes NewArt so special?
I think it's the communication. Like, you guys are easy to talk to. Anytime I come in here, you guys will explain a case. I can come in and watch a case, you know. You guys detail everything. I think that's what really makes you guys special. Like, you guys are very, like, how could I put it? Like, you're just there. You're there to help. You know, you're never keeping anybody in the dark. If I want to text, I can text. If I want to call, I can call. If I want to just come and watch, I can come in and watch. Like, it's just really unique about you guys.
Appreciate that, yeah. Man. Yeah. Wow. This has been a great episode. I mean, we've gone every place under the sun in this one.
Hell,
but
yeah.
We could probably keep talking for a long time. We might have to do another check-in episode sometime.
Yeah, we'll do one definitely after. Let's see how it goes. Maybe after, like, in a year or so.
Yeah, man. And we do remote episodes all the time.
Yeah.
You know, just this morning, talking to someone in Buffalo, New York. So we're very fortunate to have Jeff here in person at the lab today. Any final thoughts, Jeff?
No, man, just give me a follow at thetalldennis_. Appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, this has been another great episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. We had a fantastic conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Uju. Very excited to keep following his journey. And my name is KJ Eichsted, NewArt Dental Lab. If you need anything, just give us a shout, reach out. We'll do our very best to help. And through all these episodes, you know, our goal is to just help everyone get a little bit better. Text this show to a friend. It's the number one way you can help us grow, and we'll all continue rising. So thank you, Jeff, and thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Appreciate you, KJ.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Confessions from a Dental Lab. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send us an email at dentallabpodcast@gmail.com. You can also get in touch with us at life@newartdental on Instagram. Thank you for listening once again. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Make sure to subscribe and tell a friend. And until next time, we're out.